Wedded Blints, a Lexie Baker cozy mystery. Written by Leanne Dobbs. Chapter 1. Lexie Baker smoothed the material of her silk wedding gown over her slim hips and smiled at her reflection in the three-sided mirror. Her shoulder-length brown hair piled on top of her head accentuated her high cheekbones and highlighted her green eyes. She'd tried several different hairdos and finally decided this was the style she wanted for her wedding. She turned first left and then right to check out the fit from every angle. Squinting at the mirror, she wondered if the gown was too small on top. She grabbed it from the top and hefted it upwards to cover her breasts a little better. Was the gown too revealing? She certainly hoped not. Her wedding to hunky police detective Jack Perillo was less than a week away, and she didn't have time to get fitted for a new one. Besides, this was her dream gown, exactly what she'd pictured since she was a little girl. She'd had it specially made, and it fit her like a glove, giving her a sophisticated air with just enough sparkle. The rhinestones on the top of her gown reflected dazzling light, like they were plugged in with miniature light bulbs inside. Her brow creased slightly as she looked down. She didn't remember the gown being quite so sparkly before. Glancing up, she realized that the brilliance of the stones were magnified by the opulent chandelier dangling from the 20-foot ceiling in the bridal showroom at Chez Philippe, home of world-renowned gown designer Philippe Montague. In the mirror, she could see her grandmother, Mona Baker, or Nans, as Lexie called her, seated on the white tufted sofa right behind her. Beside Nans, Lexie's best friend, Cassie, smiled and gave her a thumbs up as she munched on a chocolate chip cookie from Lexie's bakery, the Cup and Cake. "Do you guys like it?" Lexie asked them over her shoulder. "It's gorgeous, dear," Nans said, nibbling noisily on a pistachio biscotti. Lexie looked down at her chest. "You don't think it shows too much up top, do you?" "Nah." Cassie shook her head, the red tips of her blonde spiked hairdo moving back and forth like the crest of a bird. "Not any more than any of the other gowns here." She gestured to indicate the large room filled with brides and gowns. Lexie's gaze drifted to the showroom behind her, with its theme of sparkle on white. White rugs, white overstuffed couches, white walls, white wedding gowns loaded with satin and lace hanging on racks around the room and thrown over chairs. The room was aglow with crystal accents, the lights reflecting in the dozens of mirrors, each with a bride in front of them doing exactly what Lexie was doing. Her heart jolted when she saw a familiar pair of eyes looking at her from a mirror on the other side of the room. Dark, cold, beady eyes. It couldn't be. Lexie and the other bride spun around at the same time. They stood on opposite sides of the room, glaring at each other. Lexie sucked in a breath, her good mood plummeting, as her eyes verified the other bride was exactly who she'd thought, Veronica Maynard, her nemesis from high school. Veronica hated Lexie back then. Lexie had no idea why. Sure, Lexie was prettier, got better grades, and the boys seemed to like her better. But that was no reason to hate a girl, was it? Veronica had delighted in taunting her, stealing her lunches, her boyfriends, and playing tricks on her. Like pouring honey on her locker handle and cutting the seam of her gym shorts. Judging by the way Veronica was stomping across the room, her feelings toward Lexie hadn't changed. "You." Veronica screwed up her face and jabbed her index finger at Lexie. "Hello, Veronica." Lexie eyed Veronica's poofed-up hairdo, which was corralled in place with a glittering tiara. Not much different from her high school hairdo, except for the tiara. Lexie heard Cassie suck in a breath from her seat on the sofa. Cassie and Lexie had been best friends in high school and shared the same dislike for Veronica. How dare you wear the same dress as mine? Veronica wavered her finger around Lexi's body. Lexi looked down at her gown, then over at Veronica's. They were similar, very similar, almost identical, she realized with a start. Take it off, Veronica demanded. Nan shot up from her place on the couch. Now, see here, Bridezilla. Drawing herself to her full 5'2" height, she marched over to Veronica and stabbed her finger in the other girl's face. You can't bully my granddaughter like that. Back off, or you'll have me to answer to. Veronica shot Nan's a sideways glare as she stomped closer. Lexi squared her hips, her hands curling into fists at her sides. Listen, Maynard, Lexi said. You might have been able to intimidate me in high school, but we're all grown up now. I'm keeping the dress. Cassie threw down her cookie and stood beside Nan's, shooting angry looks at Veronica. I had mine custom made, Veronica said. So did I. Lexi wondered if Veronica had somehow seen her dress design and copied it. It would be just like Veronica to try to copy Lexi. She'd often shown up at school with almost the exact same outfit days after Lexi had worn hers. My gown is supposed to be one of a kind. Veronica narrowed her eyes at Lexi. Wait, someone is actually marrying you? Cassie tilted her head at Veronica, her eyebrows raised. Veronica threw her head back, and the tiara threatened to tear her hair loose. Yes, and we're getting married in Paris. If you're getting married in Paris, what do you care if your gown looks like Lexi's? She's getting married here, Nan said. It's the principal. I paid for a custom design. Veronica slid her eyes over to Lexi. And I look much better in it than she does. Lexi's face flushed with anger, and she opened her mouth to give Veronica a piece of her mind, when a movement behind the other bride caught her eye. She peered around Veronica, and her stomach tightened when she recognized another of her high school enemies, Ramona Kozlowski. Back in high school, Ramona had followed Veronica like a baby duck. They did the same things, taunted the same classmates, wore similar clothes, and even had the same hairstyle. Lexi was surprised to discover that now, more than 15 years later, they still wore their black hair in an identical poofy style. She found herself wondering if they'd worn similar outfits to the fitting. Ramona looked Lexi over.
Yeah, you do look better, Ronnie. And what's with your boobs, Baker? They're practically falling out. Did you get a boob job?
Ramona thrust her chin at Lexi, who looked down at her bust again.
Maybe it was too tight.
Lexi glanced over at Veronica's boobs, which seemed to be better proportioned to the confines of her gown.
No, I didn't get a boob job, Lexi said. Veronica's are just too small.
Cassie and Nan's put their hands to their mouths to stifle twin giggles. What? Veronica's face went red. She raised her voice. Take that back.
I won't. It's true.
Lexi raised her voice to the same level. Out of the corner of her eye, she noticed the rest of the brides had stopped their fittings and were turning to stare at them. Listen, you bitch. I'm not letting you ruin my special day by copying my gown. Give it to me. Veronica held out her hand, as if she expected Lexi to just take off the gown and hand it over.
What? No way. You copied me.
Lexi stood her ground. Next to them, Nan's, Cassie, and Ramona's heads swiveled back and forth between the two arguing women. I said, take it off. Veronica pushed Lexi's shoulder.
Don't push me.
Lexi pushed Veronica back, but much harder. Veronica stumbled backwards half a step and then regained her footing, rushing toward Lexi and pushing her with both hands this time. Lexi's eyes went wide and she reached out to grab at Veronica. Both girls lost their footing and they ended up in a tangle of satin, lace, and netting on the floor.
Get off me!
Veronica scratched Lexi's arm.
Ouch! That hurt!
Lexi pulled Veronica's hair, and the left side tumbled out of its configuration. Veronica let out a yowl and ripped the side of Lexi's gown.
Hey, you ripped my dress!
Lexi yanked on the bodice of Veronica's gown, tearing it at the seam. Lexi and Veronica tumbled around on the floor, each yelling expletives while trying to get in a punch. Out of the corner of her eye, Lexi could see Cassie and Ramona getting ready to jump in. Even Nans was starting to roll up her sleeves. The other brides were staring at them wide-eyed. Behind them, Philippe Montague ran in their direction, waving his arms frantically.
Ladies, ladies, please!
He bent down, trying to separate them.
I beg of you.
Lexi stopped fighting. She flushed with embarrassment. Rolling around on the floor in a catfight wasn't anything grown women should be doing. Veronica must have realized how ridiculous they looked, too, and she rolled away from Lexi. The two women struggled to get to their feet, encumbered by their voluminous gowns. Philippe stepped in between them, his forehead creasing as he looked them up and down. His face fell.
You have ruined my beautiful gowns.
Lexi looked down at her gown. Her stomach sank when she saw a big rip on the side and another down the front. Would they be able to repair it in time for her wedding?
Hey, buddy, we have almost the same exact dress. What's up with that? I paid for a custom dress.
Veronica held her gown to her chest to keep it from falling off as she turned her venomous stare on Philippe.
What?
Philippe frowned as he looked from one gown to the other.
They are rather similar. You ladies must have given us similar instructions. And now they both need major repairs. You must take them off, so Millie can work on them right away.
Veronica backed away, still holding her dress up.
No way, pal. If you think I'm going to stand around and let you fix her dress so she can have the same gown as me, you've got another thing coming.
But, madame,
Philippe sputtered, then stopped as Veronica held up her hand, cutting him off. She turned to glare at Lexi.
You better start looking for another dress, baker,
she said, holding her dress up with one hand and jabbing her finger at Lexi with the other.
Because I'm going to make sure you don't wear that one if it's the last thing I do.